This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Eek and Kelly Anisa. We've got a rather sciencey lineup of stories today.
First up, something that the CDC has described as a creature from the Black Lagoon. It bubbled up and now it is everywhere. What is it? You will find out.
And then following that, we're going to be talking about, Discovery Channel premiered an advertisement yesterday, and it is a total bro fest. Mm. So female scientists are clapping back in the coolest way with a video of their own.
And on that note, we're asking you, do we need more positive portrayals of female scientists in media or pop culture? Your options are yes, definitely, no, gender doesn't matter, or we have enough. So to join the conversation, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
But before we get to our first story, here is Gloria Gaynor with If You Want It, Do It Yourself.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Gloria Gaynor with If You Want It, Do It Yourself. Now on to our first story, which has certainly been troubling me since I heard of it.
Yes, so the headlines are everywhere. I'm sure many of you would have already read it in these past couple of days. A deadly super fungus is on the loose. This is Candida auris, an increasingly drug-resistant fungus that targets people with weakened immune systems. So we're talking about people like the very elderly, people with health conditions like cancer, or very young infants. And it has been found that nearly half of patients who contract Candida auris die within 90 days.
So doctors only just discovered Candida auris a decade ago in Japan. Mm-hmm. But since then, it has shown up on every continent except Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And here's an example of how invasive it is. In 2016, the Royal Brompton Hospital in the UK had to shut down its ICU for 11 days after the fungus had taken root in the hospital. It's like a scene out of a horror movie. The hospital had used special cleaning techniques for a week, which was thought to scour every nook and cranny for the fungus. Mm-hmm. Then they put a settle plate in the middle of the room with a gel at the bottom that would serve as a place for any surviving microbes to grow. And only one organism grew back, Candida auris.
Oh dear, okay.
And last year, an elderly man died from C. auris infection in Mount Sinai Hospital, New York. And after he died, the test showed that the fungus was everywhere in his room. Mm. The walls, the beds, the doors, the curtains, the phones, the sink, the whiteboard, even the poles, the pump and the canister holes, everything.
Right.
So the fungus was so invasive that the hospital actually needed special cleaning equipment and had to rip out some of the ceiling and floor tiles to eradicate it.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So not only is C. auris impervious to these cleaning techniques, as we've just heard, the worst part is that it is resistant to major antifungal medications. What does this mean? So let's hear more from Associate Professor Dr. Sashila Ponnampalavana, consultant infectious disease physician here in Malaysia. I spoke to her earlier today to put this issue into perspective for us. Dr. Sashila, we know about candidiasis as a common fungal infection, of course, but what is Candida auris? Is it the same kind of fungus? And why is C. auris so dangerous?
Okay, so Candida auris is also another yeast like any other Candida, but it's an emerging and it's multi-drug resistant yeast. And it causes invasive diseases, you know, bloodstream infection, intra-abdominal infection, but it also can cause non-invasive diseases and can be in our body as colonizers, meaning it doesn't cause infection. So it also can be present in the urine, on wounds, or even respiratory specimens. So the problem with this Candida auris is it is easily transmitted in a healthcare setting. It causes serious infections. So it's assumed that one in three patients who get Candida auris would die of the infection just because, you know, it's very resistant to the common antifungal therapy. The other reason is also because it is very difficult to identify with the commonly used methods that we have in our lab. So, you know, you need very specialized tests to actually identify Candida auris or differentiate it from the other yeast. So often it is misdiagnosed with the common standard laboratory test that we use. So to identify Candida auris, you need to use molecular method or more sophisticated methods of identification. So because of this, treatment is often delayed. Mm. Also because it's becoming more common, Candida auris, prior to 2009, I think, was not really mentioned. Mm-hmm. And once it was identified or popped up in 2009, we started seeing more and more cases or reported cases around the world. So it is spreading quite fast. But I think one of the reasons it's being more easily identified now. And then, as I said before, it spreads easily in the healthcare setting. And it persists for a couple of months. Or even weeks in the environment. And the patients who become infected or are colonized with this bug, they can remain colonized for months. We do not know how long exactly, but they can be carrying it for months, even though they do not have any evidence of infection. And in the healthcare setting, it most of the time occurs in people who are immunocompromised, being in the hospital for a long time. Mm. Yeah.
You mentioned that it stays in the environment, and according to the story, the fungus is so invasive it spread to all the surfaces. They even had to rip out ceiling and floor tiles. So how does it stay on these surfaces? How long can it stay there for?
Yeah, so all organisms can stay on surfaces. You shouldn't just think it's Candida auris is the only one. Mm. Any organism, that is bacteria or TB or fungus, they all can stay in the environment. It can stay in our hands. They can stay in our equipment. So it stays there and it stays for a long time. The problem with Candida auris is the commonly used cleaning solutions that we have in our hospital or day-to-day cleaning, even in that we routinely use, is not effective against this Candida auris.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when we know that there's a resistant bug like this, immediately the other protocols come in for cleaning. We use higher concentration of the disinfectants, not all disinfectants, that's the thing, not all disinfectants worked on Candida auris. Mm-hmm. What works would be bleach, but at a higher concentration than what we use on our daily cleaning of equipment and environment. So for that reason, it remains in the environment because, if you do not know you have the bug and you're just cleaning with your normal disinfectant,
mm-hmm.
then you're likely not going to eradicate it or get rid of it. And that's how, and then it stays in one place on a table, and then a healthcare worker or a patient comes, touches the table, and then now touches something else, and that's how it gets spread all around. Mm-hmm. And also, it's probably cleaning and disinfectant was not meticulously done, of the patient's room or the reusable equipment or the mobile equipment that goes around the hospitals. Nobody really knows how long it stays in the environment, mm-hmm. but definitely for weeks. Mm. And even sometimes for months. So studies have shown at least 2 weeks, but it can go on for months. And as I said before, a patient could be colonized for months. They could have the bug on them. Even though if they don't have the infection, they can carry it for months as well.
How would you
sometimes
know?
Sometimes even up to 3 months, yeah.
How would you know if you've been colonized?
So for colonization, the test that is done, so you can usually, if you have a patient who has come in contact with another patient who has got Candida auris, then we look for colonization. So we screen the patient by using a swab, and we swab their axilla or groin. That's mm-hmm. the commonest place where it stays. And then we tell the lab, please look specifically for Candida auris. And then they will do the test to see whether someone is colonized with Candida auris.
Okay. Yeah. How is Candida auris transmitted from one person to another, and how do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, so Candida auris, just like all the other bugs, whether it's bacteria or fungus or virus, it is carried on the hand of everyone, mm. patients and doctors and staff and healthcare workers, and also the equipment inside the hospital mm-hmm. that we use in the environment. So contact with this contaminated environment or equipment or hands of healthcare worker or even patients propagates the transmission. So it's through contact, either direct or indirect contact. And people who are most at risk of getting an infection, so you may become colonized with it, but doesn't mean you get an infection. But people are at risk of getting an invasive infection and leading to death are those who are immunocompromised, mm-hmm. Like cancer patients, very, very young, preterm infants, very elderly who are immunocompromised,
mm-hmm.
after a surgery, prolonged hospital stay, those who have lines in their body like a catheter, either the feeding tubes or you know, lines to give your intravenous fluids, and also people who have been on broad-spectrum antibiotics and antifungals are at risk, again, for Candida auris. How to protect ourselves? It is, again, just like any other bug, you need to use standard precaution, making sure our hand hygiene is good. Frequently wash your hands with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub. And if you're taking care of a, you know, family members, taking care of a, of another family member who's got Candida auris, and if you're doing like toileting care, like changing their clothes or, you know, cleaning the wound, then it is advisable to use gloves and, you know, wear a gown or a mask or whatever it may be. And in the hospital, of course, healthcare workers protect themselves and other patients by cohorting the patients. So patients who've got Candida auris are usually put in a single room, not with other patients. And also, again, strict hand hygiene adherence is very important to prevent the spread from one patient to another. And if they're doing, again, a high-risk procedure, or, you know, they're doing the toileting care or manipulation of wound, then, you know, the healthcare worker should wear mask or eye protection. And, of course, disposing of the soiled gloves and gowns should be done properly as well. And all equipment which are being reused should be cleaned properly with the right disinfectant before it's used in another patient. And also, you know, patients who have come in contact with others, Candida auris patients, we screen them also to make sure they're not colonized.
So just one last point. The media has been calling this the deadly super fungus. You know, is this sensationalization, or is Candida auris a serious public health threat?
I think Candida auris is a serious public health threat, like all the other multi-drug resistant organisms out there. You know, like CRE and MRSA and the things that, you know, we've been talking about, just like any other multi-drug resistant TB. It is a serious threat just because, you know, it's becoming more common. People out there need to be aware that all germs, whether the bacteria, fungus or tuberculosis or gonorrhea, will develop resistance as long as they are exposed with antimicrobials. So antimicrobials could be antibiotics, antifungals, anti-TB. And as long as these continue to be used irrationally, there is going to, it will continue to become a threat, and even it become even worse. So, you know, be responsible when you use your antibiotics. You know, don't ask your doctors for antibiotics, and doctors shouldn't prescribe antimicrobials unnecessarily. Patients should take it consistently if they are asked, if they are, they have to do it, they have to take it. And also the use of antifungals and antimicrobials in agriculture and animal husbandry may also be playing a role in this.
Okay.
And of course, good hand hygiene and infection control measures to prevent the spread is paramount.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sashila.
That was Associate Professor Dr. Sashila Ponnampalavanar, consultant infectious disease physician, explaining the threat of the multi-drug resistant Candida auris. A super fungus indeed, and not in the superhero sense of the word either.
Right.
Yeah, and there are different theories as to how C. auris became so resistant. One theory is that the drug-resistant fungi are developing thanks to heavy use of fungicides on crops, particularly azole pesticides. And it is thought that azoles have created an environment so hostile that the fungi are evolving with resistant strains surviving.
Right. So many lessons for us to learn here, I think. And Dr. Sashila did sound a very serious note of caution there at the end of her clip. But the New York Times article claims that governments and health institutions have been reluctant to publicize outbreaks of resistant infections, arguing that there is no point in scaring patients or prospective ones.
Sure.
And if this is really the case, I find it very alarming that there should be any attempt to cover up. You know, as Dr. Sashila said, I just want to sort of reiterate that again, people need to be aware of the dangers of drug-resistant fungal infections and any sort of, you know, these kinds of bacterial infections or otherwise, because we all have a role to play in reducing its spread.
Right.
So that's, you know, the end of the super fungus story.
So now we can all go compulsively wash our hands. questions.
Yes. Absolutely.
Kelly?
And so on Twitter, we're asking you, do we need more positive portrayals of female scientists in media or pop culture? So your options are yes, definitely. No, gender doesn't matter. And we have enough. So you can keep the you can join the conversation. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-773-2900.
So we are taking a break now for a quick word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll be talking about Discovery Channel's new ad, which seems to think there are no women working in science. But first, here's You're a Germ by Wolf Alice on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.